Lost Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Can do.
Thank you. Come on and praise him. Come on and lift him. Wait a minute. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. Help me say, God can do anything.
Some of y'all, I get Mother Dolores off the floor. She leaps too high. Hallelujah. Help us. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. You joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what you're going through. Hallelujah. God can get it done for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Again, you joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. And our motto is, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless every man, woman, boy, and girl under the sound of our voices today, Lord. Hallelujah. Empower them. Bless them, oh God. Their families, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we are happy. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We are happy to be with you tonight. Hallelujah. The midweek service, I'm going to tell you, we're having a time. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless God for what he's done already, what he's doing now, what he's going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, bless him. You know, and I just want to take time right now to thank all of you out there. I know that there are probably thousands that have enlisted and done what we asked them to do, and that's just to tell at least one person a day that you love them. And that God loves them too. Amen. And see, that's so important.
Thank
God. And we just want to tell you right now from the bottom of our hearts. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, I love you.
Hallelujah.
The glory of the King, and I love you in the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you in the love of the Lord. I can see the glory of the King, and I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I bless you.
May God bless you.
Blessing of the Lord.
With long life.
Yes, I bless
good health. And prosperity.
Hallelujah.
May the blessings of Almighty God accompany you every minute of every day. And may the favor of God be upon you.
Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. Yes, I love you with the love of the Lord. I can see in you the glory of the King. And I love I can see
To fight with the word of God and how to stand
in troubled times. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
And they need to know that what they're believing in is correct and it's worth standing for. Hallelujah. We thank God for it all. Hallelujah. Don't forget, if you want to be a part of the third semester in the Institute of Biblical Learning, please give a call to me, 443-416-1201. Third semester, all classes, tests, quizzes, everything will be virtual. There will be no projects to do at home, no tests. You will have to read and study. Hallelujah. You won't have to pass in the end. It's all going to be virtual. Woo-hoo! Hallelujah. All right. So much for Institute of Biblical Learning. The students are learning so much, and they're really being blessed by the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. This month has a fifth Sunday. I don't want to forget. Fifth Sunday, whatever month has a fifth Sunday, that is Minister to Your Family Sunday. This month has a fifth Sunday. We will not have a live service, but you will be able to hear one from the archives. And please ask God what you can do with your family on that Sunday. Do not come to church. Hallelujah. That is Minister to Your Family Sunday. But we will be resuming the following Sunday. Okay? Thanks so much. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Pastor Peaches, thank you so much for housekeeping suggestions. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, oh God, that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah. And we thank God for our new facility.
Amen.
Awesome. And we thank God for the awesome sanctuary, the Fellowship Hall.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of the classrooms, the offices, the daycare center with
thank
its own entrance to our glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank God for our parking lot and the grass area in the back so we can have various activities, hallelujah, to minister to God's people. And then we thank God for the four secure shower stations over Baltimore so that we can minister to the homeless with fresh clothing, hallelujah, with food and a place to wash and take a shower, hallelujah. So we thank God for all of that. And again, if you want to assist us in all that God has placed on our plate, if you got Cash App, you can go to $, capital T, then all the other letters are a lowercase. That's P-H-W-P. Wait a minute. P-H-C-P-W-C. I got it now.
Yes.
$, capital T. P-H-C-P-W-C.
Amen.
And you can send whatever, a dollar, $10, $100, $1,000, $10,000. I don't know what the limit is on that.
Don't refuse anything.
Amen. We'll receive it. Or you can go to the GoFundMe page. Hallelujah. You can look up our international ministry is known as the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International and Inc. And that's what you look for on the GoFundMe page, GoFundMe.com. And when you get there, you'll see our pictures and just to share a little bit of the vision and what your friends will be doing. Look, we thank God for folk who are blessing us with money and with donations. Because if you got a need, sow a seed. And name your seed.
Amen.
Here's something else for you. Hallelujah. If you have a need for a new house, you find somebody who's in a house and who's paying mortgage or rent, you go and give them a Holy Ghost handshake. That's planting seed. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. You want a new car? You go to somebody that just bought a new car. And they got a note on that car. You go give them a Holy Ghost handshake. Hallelujah. That's planting seed. You understand what I'm saying? The seed you sow
is the crop you will.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Oh, we
hallelujah.
Give the Lord. And right now, Pastor Peaches, I thank you again. And you know what? Somebody prayed for us.
Thank you, Jesus.
They had us on the mind.
Yes, I'm glad. Thank you.
They took a little time to pray for us. We would not be where we are today if somebody hadn't prayed for us. So we're going to take time right now to pray for others, because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
The Bible said that he inhabits the praise of his people. Well, the word of God says that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So as we play the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, verbalize, name the names.
Thank you, Jesus.
Put them up in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. You know whose back is against the wall, going through something right now. You know somebody needs a divine intervention. You may need divine intervention. Put the names up in the atmosphere of blessings in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We pray for Pastor Peaches.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, glory to God, our entire family.
Father, in the name of
A through Z. We pray for God.
Hallelujah.
For Father Dolores Harris and Angie and Yvette and Robin and Ronald and the entire family, oh, God.
Now, grandchildren.
We pray for Elder QB.
Hallelujah.
And Justin and Dominic and all the grandchildren, oh God.
Thank you,
the entire family, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Pray for Richard and Katie, for Julie, oh, Ollie, and her entire family, oh God.
Yes.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. We bless your kids, your 40 of us. Hallelujah. We pray for Minister Linda Blackwell and the entire family, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We pray for Prophet.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
And the entire family, oh God.
Emily, Lord. Emily. Earl Tavon. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We pray for, hallelujah, glory to
Zelda.
Well, hallelujah. Pamela, glory to God.
Elijah.
The entire family, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for another family and another family and another family. We pray for, hallelujah, Dominique and that Dominique and another Dominique,
hallelujah,
and another Dominique. We pray for,
hallelujah,
Earl and another Earl and another Earl and another Earl and one more Earl. Hallelujah. We pray
for
Tavon and another Tavon and another Tavon, another Tavon. We pray for Houston and another Tavon and Maurice. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
In the
name of
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
They said, well, Shakai, that everybody else does. Tiny and another Tiny, another Tiny.
Thank
Tiny Marshall. We pray for all of them, oh God.
In the name of
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We pray for Danielle, another Danielle, and another Danielle, and another Danielle. We pray for Kimberly, another Kimberly, and another Kimberly.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We pray for Brother, hallelujah, Brother Anthony, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Maxie, Ali, and Pastor Theodosy, and Irene, and Joan, and Lil, and Hal, and Jim, oh God. Pray for, hallelujah, glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland, and Rakim, and Rose, and Krista, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Again, we pray for Julie, and Anna, and Ava, and Kitty, and Little Kitty. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, and hallelujah. Stephanie, little Stephanie. Hallelujah. We pray for Desiree and Monique, and we pray for Donovan and Malachi.
And Milo.
And we pray for Pamela again, and Malachi and Xavier. Hallelujah. Lord, take poor Cody up my little bit. We pray for Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Alice and Danya and Tiffany and Bianca. We pray for the grandchildren and great grandchildren of Minnesota, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray for Juliet and Andrea and David and Gina. Hallelujah. Put together. We pray for Sister Camila. Hallelujah. And Tiffany and Mayan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We pray for the entire families, oh God. We pray for Lorenzo Bedford, and we pray for Sheila Bedford and Minister Jane and Minister Janice and Yvonne, oh God, but
in the name
of those children. I pray for Paige Trammell and Glenda Blanchard, oh God, but it's your brother. We don't chase the kid either, the one yet, but Bishop Larry Summerball, SR, Pastor Larry Summerball, JR, hallelujah, glory to God. We pray for Don Street and First Lady, hallelujah, Apostle Margie Mercer, Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We praise your name, O God. We glorify your name, O God. We pray for Holly Blackwell, O God. Hallelujah. Let's go say by Yahweh, O God. More of us are by Yahweh. Pure to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you. We praise your name, O God. We glorify your name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, we ask, O God, that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the prayer prayed in Jesus' name.
Yes, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we are, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, Romans 8:26, and we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 14:2. 1 Corinthians 14:14. In Jesus' name, Father God, again we thank you. Hallelujah. Let signs, wonders, miracles, blessings, hallelujah, and miracles follow in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
After Tushekirobosha, after the next election, the voice you will hear will be none other than
hallelujah, hallelujah,
Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than pastor, teachers buried with
hallelujah,
hallelujah, the children's corner on today. Be here to worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes I may get Ephesians and Galatians.
Ephesians 6.
mixed up. They're right next door to each other.
Ephesians 6.
But in Ephesians
10, 6 and 10.
Yes. Ephesians 6. Let me turn one more page. Hallelujah. And this is so very important. Hallelujah. And to know the job of it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 6 and I'll say starting with the 11th verse. It says, put on the whole armor of God.
Yes.
You may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people, there's no age limit on putting on the whole armor. Hallelujah. You're out there and speaking right now to the ones that are in school. There are so many school curriculums now that's teaching alternative lifestyles, and if you don't like what you are, you can change it and turn into whatever you want. You don't have to say what God made you, what God had you coming out the womb looking like. Hallelujah. But the word of God says, hallelujah, in Psalms 134:4, it says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And that's what you need to tell the devil. When he tells you, you can change. You don't have to say that. No. God said, I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
Hallelujah.
And give the enemy back. Smack him upside the head with the word of God.
Yes.
Give him what he don't know that you are all up. Give him what he ain't looking for. Give him what he ain't looking for. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Let him know you know what the word of God says.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if young people, that's why it's so good for you to know the word of God. And Ephesians 6:13 say, the battle belongs to the Lord. That's one scripture that says the battle belongs to the Lord. But 2 Corinthians 20:15, this battle is not yours. It's the Lord. He said, do not fear or be dismayed because of the great and mighty army. And while you're out there, while you're in school, and your teachers may not want you to say nothing about God, because surely they can. They need to be able to. If you're in a public school, they can't get up there and preach Jesus or whatever, but you know what?
You can.
You can. Hallelujah. Young people that's in college, you can. Hallelujah. Professors can't shut you up. Hallelujah. They can't say nothing about the Lord. Hallelujah. I had a ball when I was there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then the professors would look at me and give me a nod of the head because they knew what I was saying was true. Hallelujah. They just couldn't say it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for Jesus. I need young people, be bold in the Lord.
Yes.
The people that are around you, your classmates, your peers, they're bold. They don't care about wearing a psychedelic clothes. When I say psychedelic, that's a word I'll say multicolored. They don't care about the multicolored socks and multicolored shoes and the multicolored hair and all this stuff and bringing the multicolored pills to school and stuff and try to introduce you to them. Oh, man, you so square up, girl. Why don't you get with it? Everybody else is doing it. They say, be bold, so I'm not everybody.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Stand up. Tell them I said so. Hallelujah. Be bold and courageous. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They are. They're bold. Don't be ashamed of what you're standing for. Hallelujah. And they'll be the very ones when one of their friends done tripped too hard, done tripped too long, took too many pills, and you know what? They don't have nobody else to turn to. You know who they're going to look for? For you.
That's right.
Because they don't know that you can get a prayer through.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How do I know what I'm talking
about? Pray for me. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Believe you me. Be different. Don't be ashamed of being different. Sometimes it's a good thing. And when you're standing up for the Lord, it's a good thing. Hallelujah. God got your back. Don't be afraid of them laughing at you or whatever. They're calling you or whatever they call you these days or whatever. But you know what? When they're on the sidelines not graduating because their grades weren't good enough, when they've been put off the basketball team because their grades failed, their grades went down too low, because you got to keep your grades a certain you have to keep a certain grade to be able to stay to be on the athletic teams. Hallelujah. And they're gonna and you're gonna see their faith, their mouths turned down, their heads hung down, then you're gonna be able to encourage them. Hallelujah. And they're gonna be so glad that you were there. They're gonna be so glad that you were there, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Because the people that they consider as a friend, they're gonna show their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to leave them. Sometimes a situation will come where they don't have time for them. But you know what? Just like Jesus Christ is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother, you're going to be that good friend to them. And they're going to look to you for the encouraging word and an uplifting word, and you're going to have it for them. Hallelujah. And that's going to be your opportunity to tell them about the Lord because it's what they need. The world needs what you have, young person. Young people, the world need. Because what they're playing with, what they think is the thing, is what's going on, what's down for right now, it's going to run out.
Exactly.
It's going to get played out. It's going to get old, and it's going to get all tired, and isn't it? Believe you me. And they're going to be looking for the next high, the next this, the next that. And you know what? They aren't going to find it because they're going to come to the end of their rope of whatever they're trying. It's going to get old. It's going to get tired. It's going to get all played out, and they're going to want a higher high. And you know what? And they may end up picking themselves out of here, and you're going to be able to tell them that there's no high like being high on Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You can't get no happier than being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost and having a Father God that you can take your problems to and casting your cares over on Him. Hallelujah. And learning how to stand on the Word of God and praying, believing God for the things that you need and seeing God bring the things to your door and seeing doors open and ways made. Hallelujah. You're going to be able to witness to your friends about Jesus. Hallelujah. And they're going to be so happy that they had you to come to. Hallelujah. God bless you, young people. Be encouraged to live for the Lord. Sirs, if you ever get down and down at the mouth and didn't get discouraged, give me a call. I'm serious. I have been there. I have been in school. I have been talked about, picked on, called the holy roller, the Jesus, the Bible thumper, all that. But you know what? I came out on top.
Hallelujah.
I came out on top. I came out the winner. I was the one on the road, the dean's list. Hallelujah. God made ways and opened doors for me. God gave me favor. And God, he's the same God that you're serving, the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. If you need some encouragement to make it through or whatever, give me a call. I'll talk to you. Hallelujah. I can imagine how it is today versus how it was when I was in school. You have so much to deal with, but you know what? The same God that I served then is the same God I'm serving now. It's the same God that you are serving. Hallelujah. God bless you. We love you to the love of the Lord. Stay strong. Keep your chin up. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. Back to you, Pastor.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall. like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, we'll be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation. Glory and power belong to our God.
Hallelujah. In that text on this evening, the word of the Lord says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. And again, you know, following the children's corner ever since I was a little child. Hallelujah. When they said, oh, it's time for communion, I would check myself out. And that's what the word of God asks you to do.
Mm.
And we're going to do this as a group.
Mm.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Again, we examine ourselves in the light of your word, Lord Jesus. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. With your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5b says, you washed our sins with your own blood, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, be fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now, in the word today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully desire the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. St. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. And Isaiah 61:1-3 declare that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt, Lord.
Thank you.
So in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, thank you, Holy Ghost, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 1:2-3. St. John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. And Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, what else? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in Deuteronomy 28, thank you, Holy Ghost. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent.
Thank you.
But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent.
Thank you.
So we thank you for your word on today. And again, Lord, on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks,
in remembrance,
hallelujah, we thank you again, Lord Jesus. He broke it and said, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together.
In remembrance of you, we take this cup and remember your blood.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Again, Lord, we say, we thank you for healing every area, every system of our body. We thank you, Lord, for what your word says. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. You said in your word that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. From the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside in, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles. Right now, in Jesus' name. Again, the scripture, Matthew 15:22. So, hallelujah, glory to God. 100. First John 3:1-2. 2 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. We thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our
life. Yes,
thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you, God, for your healing.
You said that we are your children, and the healing is. That healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing us today, for your healing prayer.
Hallelujah.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he called for the cup.
Thank you, Lord.
And when he had given thanks,
mm-hmm.
we thank you again, Lord Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Declare. This is the New Testament in my blood.
Hallelujah.
Do this and remember to me. Let's drink together.
In remembrance of you.
Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts.
Hallelujah.
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes.
Thank you, Lord.
Exodus 12:13-23.
Thank you, Jesus.
Exodus 15:26. Deuteronomy 7:15. God, you said, when I see the blood,
yes.
I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that his blood covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land. As we work and pray, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utters, destroys every curse against us and our family, every shell, every hex, every vexation. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family. In
Jesus'
name. Every vexation. Call down the fire on all of that.
Hallelujah.
Fire. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession right now. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our bonus family, according to Job 22:28. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Romans 4:17. 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty
faith in Jesus'
name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold minister gifts. We give to minister helps. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, exceeding joy,
only
wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Pastor Peaches, can you read the addresses? starting from where you left off.
All righty.
On Wednesday.
Colossians 3:23, Galatians 6, verse 7, Luke chapter 6, verse 38, Psalms 1, verses 1 through 3, 1 Corinthians 10, 3, no, 10:31, sorry, my page folded, Psalms 92, verses 12 to 14, and Mark 8:22, 24, and 25.
Well, bless be God. Thank you so much. And if y'all need those scriptures, I don't know, you shouldn't need it if you've been following the fifth series. This is the fifth part of this series. It started December 20th, y'all. It's so glory to God. Lord have mercy. And I want you to understand this very carefully, that all of us on this side of the dirt that's still breathing, we live in three zones simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
You say, what? Yes. You live in a time zone. There are 25 time zones in the world. You live in a postal zone. You say a postal zone, and some of you young kids say, what's a zone? No, that's zip code stands for Zone Improvement Program. So you're still in a zone. You just got a little improvement on it. There are tens of thousands of postal zones in the world. That's how the mail gets from one place to another, y'all. Then you got the life zones.
Right.
There are four life zones. And you're either in one or the other of those. You're either in the twilight zone. In other words, you spaced out. Either neurotic or psychotic. You build imaginary castles in the sand. And psychotic, you live in it. No connection to not just reality, but anything spiritual.
Wow.
Then you live in the dead zone. No reception, not connected to anything spiritual at all. That's called the natural man. You're not connected. You done lost reception, like cell phones, and you can't get reception. There's nothing spiritual about you at all. You're living in a Babylonian philosophy. That means that whatever's going on, we can deal with it. Without God. We don't need God. We got ourselves, but that's all. No connection to the Spirit of God at all. Boom. Then you, the comfort zone. And comfort zone, there's a lot of Christians in the comfort zone.
Mm.
But see, the comfort zone is for babes in Christ and carnal Christians. They just came in, so they don't know too much. They got to have a coachable, teachable spirit in order to move from that to the zone where God wants you. The comfort zone is just doing what's comfortable to your flesh. You're still carnal. So you become a Christian. You're a carnal Christian. Your faith is based on flesh, not on the spirit. Then you got the God zone. The God zone, hallelujah. You spirit, hallelujah. Another word, a synonym for God zone is the love zone, the Christ zone, the blessing zone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power of living in the God zone surrounds love and the blessing. Any other zones, you can get a blessing. The word of God says he reigns on the just and unjust. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But when you're in the God zone, you become the blessing,
mm-hmm.
the fulfillment center. Read the first scripture we got there.
Colossians 3:23. Oh.
Read. Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost.
Colossians 3:23.
Hallelujah.
And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men.
See, you done left the carnality in your comfort zone. Now you in the God zone. You're pressing heartily. You're pressing toward the mark for the prize. You are not limited by your flesh concern. You're not limited about how you feel, whether it's raining or whether it's cold or whether it's hot. You pressing. Because you're doing it as unto who?
God.
In the comfort zone, you're doing it as unto yourself. A bunch of selfish people in the comfort zone. Me, mine, us four, no more. There's a whole bunch of selfish people in the dead zone. And then in the twilight zone, they don't know what selfishness is all about. They don't know what it is. They spaced out. But in the God zone, it's not about you. It's about others. It's about what God wants. His will be done in your life, not your will be done.
Yes, sir.
His will. And if you're living in the God zone, you would want to be doing his will.
Yes.
You want to let the mind of God be in you. You want to be transformed. See, you transform from that comfort zone by the renewing of your mind, and you only get that renewed in the God zone. You got to leave the stinking thinking and start thinking the way God thinks. He's always thinking about others. Jesus got up on the cross, not for himself. He did not do that for himself. He did it for others. Read the next scripture.
Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
As the blessing, you are more concerned about giving than receiving, because you understand that if you give, you're going to receive.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
If you sow, you're going to reap.
Yes.
See, them preachers way back when said, look, give to God. Don't expect nothing in return. Don't give in order to get. I'm standing on the word.
Amen.
I ain't standing on no tradition or some stinking thinking from folk way back when didn't read the Bible. They couldn't read. They had somebody else read to them, and they didn't read to them all of the scripture. But you had a boy, Chakara. God said, whatsoever, a man soweth, that's what he also reaps. Go ahead, read another scripture.
Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you.
Stop right there. Now, that does not that all them preachers that used to be preaching, give, don't expect nothing coming back. What kind of mess is that? That ain't the word of God.
Amen, amen, amen.
If you preach anything other than the word of God, you're out of order, preacher. I ain't going to call no names, but you know who you are. You're up there preaching against prosperity. Well, if you're not preaching prosperity, what are you preaching, poverty?
I don't want that.
God said, I would that you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. Prosperity. Prosperity is in five areas: spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. All right, give me another scripture, because we might have to do another six. But anyway, go ahead.
As good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again.
If you give that with an attitude of giving, of loving, of sharing, of just trying to help, you will be the fulfillment center. God is going to come back and give you stuff. And see, I done told you, you done heard this, and the Word has said this, that whatever you do is the boomerang.
Thank you, God.
It's going to come back to you.
Yes.
But the only thing that happens when it comes back to you, it's going to be multiplied.
Hallelujah.
And running over.
Thank you, Lord.
So you better be giving out some good stuff.
Yes.
It's going to come back to you. He's running over. It's going to come back multiplied.
Thank you, Jesus.
So you got to watch out what you say and what you do to make sure you're doing it heartily as unto who?
The Lord.
Come on now. Come on, give me another scripture here.
1 Corinthians 10:31. The word. Whether therefore ye eat, hallelujah, or drink, or whatever ye do all to the glory of God.
You do it all to the glory, whatever you do. You cursing somebody out because they got in your face is not to the glory of God. Is that right?
Amen.
You trying to get somebody because they got you is not to the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
You better read your word. Your word says too good to them. Well, we're going to get to that because I think it's in the scripture. So I'm going to leave that alone. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read that scripture one more time.
1 Corinthians 10:31.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatever ye do, do all to the glory of God.
Do it all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. Some folks, I'm going on a fast. And they want to lose weight, but they're not doing it to the glory of God. The time that they spent eating, they're not eating, but they're watching TV or they're doing something else. They ain't doing it to the glory. They ain't spending that time getting a test with God. Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do to the glory of God. Give me another scripture real quick.
Psalms 92:12-14. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow.
Right there. Whew. That's a good one. I need you to go to Psalms 1:1-3 first, and then go back to that.
Hallelujah.
Because they both tied together there.
All right. Psalm 1.
Yes.
What verse?
Start with verse 1.
Okay, blessed is
1-3.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Stop right there. You see some trees walking, and they're out of order. They got to be planted. And you got to be planted in a ministry, y'all. You got to be planted in a ministry. Not walking around, I'm just doing my own thing. I don't want nobody telling me anything to do, so I'll just not be a part of a church. You are not going to be fruitful. You're deceiving yourself. You ain't deceiving God, and you're not deceiving real men of God. You're lying to yourself. You're rationalizing to yourself and thinking that you're holy. You ain't holy. When you're not following what God said, you're not holy. Go ahead, read some more.
That bringeth forth his fruit in his season, his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Praise God. Now go to 92:12-14, I think.
The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree.
Come on now. Shall get like a tree.
He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Hallelujah.
Planted. I'm not talking about honorary planting. Commit yourself. Either you're doing something or not. You lukewarm. The honorary folk are lukewarm folk. They want to be on the fence. And you know what God said about fence? Lord, you don't have to go to God to realize you on that fence. You're on one side or another. You're going to hurt yourself, baby. You get on, especially if you get on a barbed wire fence, you're going to really hurt yourself. Plant yourself someplace. Commit yourself.
Hallelujah.
Well, folks, in the comfort zone, they're committed to themselves. They're very selfish. They only do what pleases them, only feels good to them. They don't press toward nothing. What they feel like doing, if they feel like going out, they go out. They feel like going to church, they go to church. They feel like, but they don't want to listen to nobody. I hear from God. I don't listen to nobody but God. If it doesn't coincide with what I want to do, it ain't God. A lie from the pit, and that's the devil fooling you. Wake up. Arise and shine. The ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ needs your anointing to help others. They need you to commit to repent of your foolishness and to step up and be part of the body, not part from the body. I only want to be a part of the body when it's comfortable. I only want to do what's convenient for me. That's not the word of God. And that's not being holy at all. That's being selfish. Glory to God. Come on, give me another scripture. Mark, I'll finish reading that scripture and let's go on.
Mark 8:22-25. And he cometh to Bethesda and Bethsaida. And they bring a blind man unto him,
mm-hmm.
and besought him to touch him.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking.
Stop. That's out of order. Seeing men as trees, okay, but they walking, trees walking? That's not like, so what did Jesus do? Read the rest of that.
After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly.
Go to Jesus. I beg you, get to Jesus. Don't fool yourself. Don't, because you're missing the blessing. Yes, you can have a blessing. The one in the twilight zone gets a blessing. The one in the dead zone can get a blessing. People in the comfort zone get a blessing. Oh, my God. You don't want to have a blessing. You want to be the blessing.
Amen. That's right.
You want to be the fulfillment center.
Oh, yeah.
If you are the fulfillment center, what does that mean? That means that all your needs are met, too. You're meeting everybody else's needs, but your needs are being met as well. In fact, there's an overflow. They got to, you got to be like Amazon establishing two more fulfillment centers down at this place and that place, because you don't have enough room to hold the blessings of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I say to you, this is to you, repent. Repent of being in your comfort zone, or being selfish, or not listening to a man of God or a woman of God, and going your own way, you selfish thing. Repent and be part of the body so your power. powerful anointing. The devil don't want your anointing to get, because when your anointing gets hooked up with the anointing of other people, mountains start crumbling.
Hallelujah.
Mm. People start getting off of sick beds.
Yes, yes.
Whatever it is. People start, hallelujah, not just getting a job, but opening up business and they're successful.
Hallelujah.
Because of your anointing. And you want to keep it to yourself. What good is it? It's time for you to understand what God's trying to talk to you. It's time for you to realize you can't be self, just want to move out when you feel like moving.
Mm.
And you don't want to listen to the man of God. When the man of God trying to tell you something, you don't want to hear it no more. The word of God is for reproof. It's for you. I'm talking to you. You better listen. Because what the man of God said can save your life.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Because I don't want to go to nobody's funeral. I don't want to see nobody hurt.
Amen.
I want to see people healed, delivered, and set free. I'm trying to set you free. And you haven't repented. You need to repent and ask God to forgive you. And then submit yourself to God through the man of God. What else you say there, boy? Go ahead.
That was the last scripture, Pastor.
Say what? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So, excuse me, I'm sorry. Look here. You're living in three zones simultaneously.
Hallelujah.
That third zone is the life zone.
Yes.
You don't want to live in the twilight zone.
Mm-hmm.
Not connected spiritually or in reality. You don't want to live in the dead zone. Or you're just a natural man. You're dealing with your Babylonian philosophy. You get no reception spiritually. You're not spiritually connected. And in your comfort zone, where you only move when you feel like it. You only agree with the pastor when you feel that he's caressing you, massaging your error. Say, error is error. You don't like it? Tough. But that's the word of God. I didn't write it. I came too late to change it. Where you want to live is in the God zone. Being a part of the body. You can't be a part of the body and mail your arm, pick up something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You got to show up. You want God to show up at your house, but you don't want to show up at his house.
Mm.
You in an error. And you don't even know. You go anywhere you want to go. Go see anybody you want to see. Go to the park. Go to the beach. Go anywhere you want to be. But you can't get to the house of the Lord. You in error. And you better catch it before it kills you. If you're not connected to the body, if there's no blood flow in the body, that limb, they're going to soon have to cut the limb off. I say this in love, because we need every soldier. We need every soldier on the wall. The devil ain't playing with you out here. We need every soldier on the wall. There are too many children dying today. Too many mothers dying. Too many brothers dying. Too many sisters dying. Too many fathers dying. We need to join together, not separate. Hey, I'm going to Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord says, I died that you may be one. Not apart from me, but a part of me, saith the Lord. Repent and come to your first love.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
I love you with an everlasting love, saith the Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
I took the punishment for you.
Thank you.
That you could be healed, not just physically, but spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially.
Love you, Jesus.
I told my Father, give you. Because you didn't know what you were doing. But now I've sent my servant to tell you what you're doing. And if you don't repent and get back in order, my hands are tied, saith the Lord. Read that book, shake it, they mumble, book, hoodie, if I sat down, by Kayana, but.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Lord, we ask that you add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings. That the harvest on the seed sown tonight will be 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. We praise your name and glorify your name. We bless your name.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight in our midweek victory service. Please join us in the mornings. Our morning prayer line number is 720-527-5952. Access code 1034545. We have a dynamite time in the morning praising God, starting our day off with the Lord. Hallelujah. He blesses our whole day. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please join us in the morning, 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on and praise Him.
Yeah.
me see you leap for joy. Yeah. Everybody clap your hands. Oh, hey. Let me see you leap for joy. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and clap your hands. Come on and